current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, More Stains. The United States has officially removed Syria from its list of state sponsors of terrorism, ending a designation that had been in place since 1979. This is not simply a change of words on a list. Such a designation carries serious political and economic consequences. It marks a country as one that the United States considers to have repeatedly supported terrorism, and it can lead to sanctions, restrictions, and deep international isolation. Its removal, therefore, is a major political signal. But it also raises an important question. Who benefits from this change? And what has happened to the goals of the Syrian revolution? The rise of Ahmed al-Shara, formerly known as Abu Muhammad al-Julani, has been presented by some as a new chapter for Syria. Yet his role in the region increasingly raises questions about who he serves and where Syria has been taken. Instead of acting as an independent leader guided only by the interests of the Syrian people, he appears increasingly willing to work within the political framework set by powerful regional and international actors. His approach has been one of accommodation, compromise, and cooperation with those who hold influence over Syria. This is where the wider picture becomes important. The Syrian revolution began with demands for freedom, dignity, justice, and an end to authoritarian rule. Syrians did not rise up so that one system of control could simply be replaced by another. They did not sacrifice their homes, families, and lives so that Syria could become a piece on the chessboard of foreign powers. Yet today, there is a growing sense that the revolution is being stirred back towards America's lap. The removal of Syria from the terror sponsor list, the opening of diplomatic doors, and the growing acceptance of the new leadership by Western powers may bring economic and political benefits. But these developments should not automatically be confused with victory for the Syrian people. A revolution loses its meaning if its direction is decided by the same outside powers whose interests have shaped the region for decades. Syria needs independence, dignity, justice, and a political system that answers to its own people, not to Washington, regional capitals, or any other foreign power. The sacrifices of the Syrian people were not made so that one puppet could be removed and another one placed in his position. The blood, suffering, imprisonment, displacement, and loss of millions cannot be reduced to a change of leadership or a new relationship with America. The Syrian revolution is therefore still far from achieving its aims. The removal of Syria from a US list and the shift in its international standing may be presented to the world as proof that Julani is the hero who restored Syria's honor and put the country back on the map. But behind this carefully crafted image lies a far more troubling reality. He has, in effect, sold himself, his people, and their land to the very power that has spent decades weakening, humiliating, and keeping them down. The United States. The real victory will come only when the Syrian people themselves are able to decide the future of their country, free from dictatorship, foreign domination, and political puppetry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-kafirina awliya La tattakhidhu al-kafirina awliya min duni al-mu'minin أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا
O believers, do not take disbelievers as allies instead of the believers. Would you like to give Allah solid proof against yourselves? Surah An-Nisa, verse 144. May Allah hasten the victory of the Muslims and grant them the independence from the enemies of deen. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairun for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.